ओम शांति। आई होप यू रिमेंबर दैट टुडेज थीम इज क्रिएटर्स ऑफ द न्यू वर्ल्ड, मीन्स दिस थीम इज अबाउट अस, नॉट द क्रिएटर ऑफ द न्यू वर्ल्ड बट द क्रिएटर्स of the new world. In bhakti, all people say that God is the creator. But no one knows what does God create. If you ask anybody, no, they will have probably different answers. Some will talk about the creation according to Bible or according to some other scriptures. Some will talk of creating this world with some magic, something that God has created this present day world, and therefore they complain and blame while praying to Him, why did you create this world at all, and so on. But what does God create actually, and how does He create? No one knows. So we know that God does not create the world, but God creates the new world. Right? He does not create the world as it is, because the world is eternal. The world was never created and it will never be destroyed. Baba always says, there is never total annihilation. The world exists forever. It only changes from new to old and old to new. When it changes from new to old, no effort is required. It automatically happens. It is a natural process. But when it has to be changed from old to new, here comes the need of the role of God or intervention of God's part. Because old can't be changed into new without any special knowledge, without any special effort. So we know that God does not create the world, but God creates the new world. And rather, using the word creates, the creation, better would be to say recreates. Recreates the new world. Or even better, rejuvenates this old world and makes it new. Right? So God rejuvenates the world, and this is called creation. It's not that He creates something out of nothing. And anyway, you can't create something out of nothing. There is something, and that something is given a different shape with a special knowledge, and that something becomes something, something better, something wonderful, something new. So this is what is called creation. So then the question is, how does God create? Again, we know that God creates through knowledge, right? God creates through knowledge. And first of all, God creates Brahma. People in Christianity, they say that God created Adam, right? Who is Adam? The first man, Brahma. So God creates Brahma. How does God create Brahma? How does He create him? He makes him from Dadalik Raj to Prajapita Brahma. How? Number one, God reminds him of that forgotten past, his own past, the oldest past. God reminds him of the oldest past, which was completely forgotten. There is a saying that what is new, you know, what is modern? They say that modern or new is that what was long, long ago forgotten. That is modern. That is new. So the old things come again, that becomes new. So God creates the new world means that new which was actually oldest. Right? Baba many times says, forget the past. And then he adds, if at all you want to remember the past, remember the oldest past. Oldest past. So how does Baba create Brahma? He creates Brahma by reminding him of his oldest past. And then by giving knowledge. The knowledge to become self-sovereign. By giving knowledge to become sovereign, self-sovereign. And not, that is, changes from slavery to sovereignty. Then by teaching yoga to attain complete purity. This is how he creates Brahma. He takes out, as Baba said today, takes out the soul from the bog of Maya. How? This is how he teaches knowledge and yoga. Teaches how to go across, how to swim. So, all these things. How to decorate. God decorates the soul. So first of all, God creates Brahma. And then, through Brahma, He creates the Brahman clan. And lays the foundation of the original, eternal deity religion. Or the golden age, the new world, the world of happiness. By creating the Brahman clan using the same method which he used for creating Brahma. Right? Same method. And so, God created Brahma and then the Brahman clan. And we Brahmins are the arms of Brahma. We are Brahma's arms. And this is why, like God creates Brahma to create the new world. God creates Brahman clan through Brahma to create the new world. What for we are needed? We are needed because a new world is needed. So God creates Brahma and the Brahman clan to create the new world. We become Brahma's arms. And this is why we are also the creators of the new world. And this is why Baba gives us this title, you are the master creators. Or you are the master purifiers. The same title which Baba has. So now the question arises that if I am the creator of the new world, I am Baba's arm, I am Baba's child, what should be my contribution to create the new world? I need to ask myself every day, you know, the new world is being built. How many bricks I have added to this new world today? I cannot, because I am the creator, I am not the destroyer. I can't destroy. I can't become an obstacle. The one who creates, sustains and not destroys. Baba creates, sustains, but yes, he destroys. What does he destroy? That what is an obstacle in the new world. He destroys the old. That is evil. So I am the creator of the new world along with Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba. So what should be my contribution in the creation of that new world? So I think the best contribution will be that I become new. I become new. I become divine, alaukik. Alaukik means non-earthly, spiritual. In my drishti, that is in my vision, in my attitude, vritti, in my awareness, smriti, in my actions, kriti, and in my stage, sthiti. So all these five. So there has to be divinity, spirituality, newness, and that non-earthliness in my drishti, in my vritti, in my smriti, in my kriti, and in my sthiti. Vision, attitude, awareness, action, and stage. Okay? In my thoughts, in my words, and in my actions. Because I am creating the new world. So I think that creating the new world means, in other words we can say, returning to our childhood. Returning to our childhood. Real childhood. You know, golden age or the new world is the childhood of the whole history of mankind. So creating new world means returning to our childhood, pure, innocent, lovely, sweet, carefree, yeah? No worries, no problems. This is why Baba every day addresses us as sweet children. Baba wants us to return to our childhood. And if I return to my childhood and I maintain these qualities of childhood, that would be my contribution in creating the new world. Yeah? If, for example, I worry because of something, because of any situation, what will be this called? If I worry, what is this called? Actually, it is creating an obstacle in the task of God. Sometimes we don't realize these things. If I create wasteful thoughts, for example, or I don't create, but they themselves come, then what is this? It is creating obstacles in God's task. Not becoming arms of God's in God's task, not helping in God's task, but creating obstacles in God's task. God uses us to create His new world. So therefore, you know, we need to ask ourselves a question. In my mind, thoughts themselves come, or I create the thoughts. Thoughts by themselves come, or I create them. If they themselves come, means I have no control over them. Just coming as they like. But I am the creator. To create the new world, I learn to create new thoughts. And to create new kinds of thoughts means I have to very actively use my intellect. I use my intellect to create new thoughts. And if I don't use my intellect, thoughts themselves come. They come according to my sanskars. So I want to create the new world means I have to make my intellect powerful. I have to keep a check on my intellect. I don't have to bother about my mind and sanskars. There is no need. What generally happens is, people talk of, for example, peace of mind. We also have a retreat, peace of mind. And we know that there cannot be peace of mind until intellect is peaceful. Is it possible? I think the title of the retreat should be Peace of Intellect. Yeah? So if intellect is peaceful, my sanskars and my mind automatically will be peaceful. So if I want to create the new world, and I do want, this is why I have become Baba's child. So I have to very actively and attentively work with my intellect. I keep a check. I keep on following my intellect, where it is going. And using my intellect, at least, you know, every hour, I create 10 good thoughts. Every hour, I create 10 good thoughts. How much time it takes to create a good thought? Any thought, actually. How much time it takes to create a thought? Hardly a second. So if I want to create 10 good thoughts in an hour, means 10 seconds, not more, yes? So if I train my intellect to create good thoughts, then it will gradually become habituated and wasteful thoughts continue to leave me. And so this is why Baba has given us 3 titles. One title is, these are words in Hindi, Baba speaks in rhythm, and I will tell you the meaning. One is Aadhar Murt. Aadhar Murt means, you are the foundation, or you are the image of support. Like, if you see the picture of Kalpa tree, we are sitting in the roots. So we are the foundation. The image of support, Aadhar Murt. Second title is Uddhar Murt. Uddhar means the image of bringing benefit. Baba said, probably yesterday also, that you are the children of benefactor father, so you are the same. Image of upliftment or image of bringing benefit. And the third is Udaharan Murt, means an example, image of inspiration. See? These are our titles. So, what will be my contribution in creation of new world is that I need to remember my these three titles and to really become, you know, worthy to get first two titles, Aadhar Murt and Udhar Murt. I have to become third one, the Udharan Murt. I have to become an example. I have to become a source of inspiration for others. Because you can't change others. You can only inspire them. You can only inspire them. And you can teach a lot, but if a person is not inspired, he will not learn anything. You can speak so much, very good lecture. But if others are not inspired by our personality, they won't change. Right? And so therefore, first and foremost is that I have to become an example. I have to be that what I say. I have to be that what I believe. I have to be that what I know. And this is called truth. This is called truth. That when my thoughts, when my words and when my actions, they don't differ from each other. Isn't it? This is difference between bhakti and jnana. In bhakti people say one thing, do another thing. But on the path of knowledge, Baba says, you think, you speak and you do. It is the same. They are all in unison. This is truth. And what is new world? The world of truth. The age of truth. This is why it is called Sat Yug. Sat Yug, age of truth. So, 2 days ago, Baba said in the Murli, you want to become Sri Narayan from an ordinary man, then what should you do? Have the company of truth. And listen to only the truth. Because company colors. If I am in the company of falsehood, I can't be truthful. I can't become truthful. That is, I will probably have the cheating mentality, deceiving mentality. I will not be truthful to my own words. I will speak one thing, do something else. Right? But if I am in the company of truth, and truth is Baba. If I am in the company of truth, then I will become truthful. And this is the foundation of Golden Age. This is the foundation of the new world. And Baba also added in this that you want to become Sri Narayan from an ordinary man, then don't give sorrow to anyone. Heaven, new world means the world of happiness. No sorrow, no trace of sorrow. So if I give sorrow to anyone, so what does it mean? I am again creating obstacle. I am creating obstacle in this task of God of creating the world of happiness. People may have doubt. God says, I create the world of happiness. And God's children, those who call themselves, claim to be God's children, they give sorrow. So we have to think very, very seriously about it, that we have taken this responsibility of creating the new world. We have become the foundation of the new world. And therefore, we have to always be in the company of truth and listen to the truth. What does he say? He says, don't give sorrow to anyone. Bring benefit to everyone. Do I listen to him? Or I listen but do not listen? I am the creator of the new world. So therefore, I need to bring this transformation in my thinking process. This change in my thinking. This newness in my thinking. Newness in my listening also. How do I listen? How do I see? How do I look at each other? We know we are all souls. But do we really look at each other as souls? Understanding is one thing. Baba always says, understanding means becoming and being. If there is difference between understanding and becoming and being, means we have not yet understood fully. This is Baba's definition. So therefore, my contribution in creating the new world is that I make myself new. And in fact, this is the effort. The whole confluence age, the whole Brahman life, we have dedicated for this effort. I want to become new. And if I am new, then, you know, I can serve people by many ways. But the best service will be by my own being, by my own personality. You will not even know that people are noticing you. People are observing you. And either they appreciate your personality, your character, or something else. Right? So, now we come to this word, effort. Effort, you know, what is actually effort? Once in one of the Murlis, Baba said, effort is nothing but attention. But attention. Attention on everything. Every aspect of my life. Attention on my daily routine. Attention on my behavior. Attention on my actions. Attention on my relationships. This is effort. But actually, you know, the word effort is translated from the Hindi word purushartha. If you recall, Baba's Murli, Avyakt Murli of 10th October of this year, a revision course, of course. Originally it was in 72 probably. And so, in that Murli, Baba very nicely explained what is called effort. So, there are four meanings of the word effort. So if I am an effort maker, purusharthi. Effort is purushartha, effort maker is purusharthi. So if I am an effort maker, so I have to see that whether I am truly making efforts or not. First meaning. The first meaning of word effort, purushartha. The word purushartha has two words, purush and earth. Purush means soul. And earth means for. So purushartha means for the soul. For the sake of the soul. That is, whatever I do for the sake of the soul to make it purer, more peaceful, powerful, loveful, joyful, truthful, knowledgeful. This is effort. Whatever I do, this should make me, the soul, purer, powerful, peaceful, and so on. This is called effort. And if I do something which brings, you know, which makes me lose my peace, for example, or which makes me lose my joy, this is not effort. This is not effort. The effort is when I become more and more and more and more that what originally I am. My every thought, my every word, my every action brings me towards my originality. This is effort. So this is first meaning of effort. And second meaning of effort or effort maker is when, while using this body, while performing actions through this body, I remember that I am the charioteer. Purushartha, Rath, this body is the chariot. And Rathi, the soul, I am the charioteer. So if I remember I am the charioteer of this body, the chariot, that is, I am the master. I am making this body move. I am using the eyes, the ears, hands, feet, everything, everything. That means I cannot do anything which will bring harm to the charioteer and the chariot. Yeah. But when I forget this, I am the charioteer. So what happens? Just opposite. I become, you know, embodiment of this chariot only. I become, in other words, body conscious. So Baba says, if you forget you are a charioteer, means you are not making efforts. And this is the reason why you lose your peace, your love, your joy, your happiness, your purity, and so on and so on. In other words, you are defeated by Maya when you forget you are a charioteer. This is not effort. So effort is to attain victory. And if I am defeated, I am defeated not because I was making effort. I was defeated because I was not making effort. You understand? That means I was not aware of my true form. I was not paying attention to it that I am a charioteer. This is why I was defeated. The third thing, the meaning of effort or effort maker, Baba said, the effort maker never forgets his destination. Destination remains very clear and in front. I am going there. So there are side scenes. What are the side scenes here? Different situations. Created by this body, created by people, created by anyone. But nothing stops me. Nothing stops me. If I stop seeing the situation, what does it mean? If I stop thinking in the direction of becoming more peaceful, if a situation makes me weak, if a situation provokes me to speak the lie, yeah? If a situation makes me sad, upset, and so on, means I have stopped. Means I have stopped. I am not moving forward. And an effort maker, Baba says, means the one who constantly moves forward. And this is life actually. The meaning of life is moving forward. That which stops is dead. Life means moving, movement. So if I stop, means I become upset, disturbed, I sulk. Yes, situations do come, but they are side scenes. I should move forward. This is called effort. And the fourth meaning Baba told was, the effort maker is one who is always courageous and enthusiastic. Who never loses his courage and enthusiasm. If you lose enthusiasm, you become lazy. And actually enthusiasm is life. What is life without enthusiasm? It's death. You know? And when there is no enthusiasm, there is laziness or carelessness. That is, then we do not even think of paying attention to that I am a soul. Then I stop looking at me, because you know, this body is easily visible. The bodies of others are also easily visible. But to see the soul, I need to go inside. To see the soul, I need to go inside. To see the souls around me, I need to go deeper. I need to open my third eye, and it requires effort. What is laziness? That I don't want to open this third eye. I don't open this third eye. I don't make efforts to go inside. I don't look at the soul, neither me nor others. And I don't look at Baba. What do I see? I look at bodies. And Baba used the word that instead of looking at Shiva, you look at Shav. Shav is corpse. And Shiv is Shiv, you know. You know, just remove one, this E, it becomes Shav. Shav is corpse, dead body. So seeing the body without the soul is looking at the corpse. And when you look at the corpse, you are scared. Yeah? This is not effort. So effort is in looking at the soul. And so maintain this courage. Maintain this courage and enthusiasm to go deep inside the soul. Sometimes, you know, we try to be soul conscious, we begin to make efforts, and somehow it does not happen. There is a feeling of blankness. It seems as if no thoughts at all, neither good thought nor bad thoughts. No wasteful thoughts, no negative thoughts, no positive, nothing. As if some empty space. I can't see the soul. Doesn't matter. Again I make effort. So maintain this courage and enthusiasm to look at the soul. This is called effort. And if you don't do that, means you are becoming effortless. And why it is needed? Because we know in the new world, all are soul conscious. And today also Baba said, they all naturally are aware of that they are souls and that they take one body and they leave another body. They leave one body and take another, yeah? They are very naturally aware of that. All are soul conscious. So if I don't, you know, make this foundation of soul consciousness strong here, so then I can't call myself the creator of the new world. And this is the most important lesson, and this is why Baba keeps this lesson reminding every day. Without soul conscious, we cannot come out of this bog of Maya. Impossible. How can we become free from attachment without soul conscious? How can we conquer anger? Is it possible? How can we free ourselves from ego? It again and again comes, these vices. That means we are still there. Maybe we are not very deep down in this bog of Maya, but have not come out fully. Yeah, again, if even the trace of anger comes, irritation comes, that means I am still there. So how will I go across then? And today Baba said in the Murli, first he takes out from there, then he teaches us how to swim further. So if I am still there, how will I swim? And to be out from there, I need to practice soul consciousness. Okay? So this is one aspect of the new world. And second thing regarding creating the new world is, again Baba said today, the first and the foremost quality of the new world is purity, and this is why there is peace. Because there is purity. And second thing is, because there is unity. This is why there is peace. One religion, one kingdom, one direction, one language, everything one. And this is why there is peace. So, to be the creator of the new world, I have to have this aim of creating unity in the Brahman family. Bringing oneness in the Brahman family. Sometimes, some Brahmins blame or complain that we don't find in our family that love or that unity or that cooperation. We don't. Baba says this is a family, but we don't experience that. Okay. Then we need to ask the self, but what I am doing for bringing this love and unity in this family? What am I doing? I am creating the new world, and this present time, confluence age, it is the foundation of the new world. And I am also the part of that. So what am I contributing to bring unity in the Brahman family? Sometimes we need to take the first step. Not always others should take the first step. Isn't it? Others have already done a lot for bringing us to this stage where we are. If every one of us thinks of that day when we first entered Baba's home, what Baba has done for me, no words for that. But what even our local Brahman family has done for me, with how much love they received me, with how much love they gave me the course, how much love they sustained me. Just think of that. Not only Baba, not only the seniors, dadis, Of course, they have done a lot. But what my local Brahman family has done for me. And then when we come to this international family in Madhuban, what this family has done for me, a lot. So much. Look, we are sitting here in the class and so many Brahmins are sitting and cooking food for us. Starting from early morning, somebody making tea, somebody doing this, somebody doing that, somebody cleaning, somebody even, you know, putting microphone, putting on the light, preparing the hall. So much is being done. What I am doing. What I am doing. Because I am the child of the bestower. I can't be a taker all the time. I have to learn to give, to give, and to give. Baba has forgiven me thousands of times. And I think even the family has forgiven us at least hundreds of times. Do I have the ability to forgive somebody? Someone did something which I did not like. Is it possible for me to apply a full stop to that past, to that action done by somebody? Can I forgive that one? I am creating the new world. In the new world, no one remembers the past. Yeah? They just enjoy. So, if we want to create the world of unity and love, so we need to make efforts to bring unity in the Brahman family. And that is possible if I listen to the directions of one. And directions of one are, forget the past. This is his direction. And sometimes, this also is misunderstood. No, I listen to only Shiv Baba's direction. I don't want to listen to anybody's direction. But this is Shiv Baba's direction. Forget the past. You are creating the new world. And in the new world, the deity community, they never create conflicts with anyone. Never. They don't create conflict. They don't quarrel. They don't argue. And I am creating the new world. So do I argue? Do I create conflicts? Those who create conflicts, what does Baba call them? Baba calls them devilish community. Those who belong to devilish community, they quarrel. They create conflicts. We can't. We are the creators of the new world. And conflicts are created mainly because of two reasons. Misunderstandings and ego. And misunderstandings come because of lack of communication. Here also, who should take the first step? Why should I? This is ego. Let other person clarify. Why should I ask? Here comes ego. Yeah? But no. Baba says the one who takes initiative is Arjun. And Arjun means who is closest to God. God loves Arjun very much. So if I take the first step of friendship, yeah, to clarify the situation, to remove the misunderstanding, if I make efforts to get rid of this ego, I become God's friend. God wants to make me his friend. And what a fortune. This is how I create the new world. In new world there is one religion. So what is my religion? What is my religion? Which one? Prem, love. Love is my religion. What else? Peace is my religion. What else? Purity, truth is my religion. So this is my religion. So I am creating the new world of one religion. There is a saying, no matter what, don't leave your religion. That you may have to die, but don't leave your religion. What does it mean? You may have to bow down. You may have to be silent. People may call you that you are probably you are wrong. But I won't leave. Truth, peace, love, purity. This is how I create the new world. Who is ruling? In the new world is the world of one kingdom. So, whose kingdom I am living in? Who is sitting on my heart throne? God is ruling on my heart throne, or sometimes somebody else also? We are creating the world of one religion, one language, one kingdom. Who is ruling? Who is sitting on my heart throne? So my heart throne is only for Baba. That is one kingdom. And which language? The language of pure feelings. The language of words, you know, it is just a means of communication. It is not so special. But what is behind those words? That is important. So in golden age, whatever the language, but it will be the language of pure feelings. So this is how we create the new world of oneness. So we need to check ourselves. When I speak to somebody, what kind of feelings I have behind these words. Do I have pure, elevated feelings like Baba has for us? We are His helpers, isn't it? We are His arms. When I look at others, do I look with the same vision as Baba looks at me? Or as Baba looks at all His children. So this is how we create the new world. Okay? Now, the third thing is the new world is the world of natural law. There everything, including the elements of nature, are naturally disciplined. This is why there is no need to write any law books. There is no such machinery of jurisprudence. No courts, no police, no jails, nothing. No need. Everyone is naturally lawful and loveful. So we are creating a world of natural discipline. So, here at the confluence age, when we are laying the foundation of that world, I have to ask myself, to what extent I, the creator of the new world, follow godly laws from morning till night. Godly laws are our maryadas. Yes? So we need to revise these maryadas, you know, time and again, because sometimes we forget them. We become so ordinary. What is maryada? Maryada for getting up, maryada for sitting in the class, maryada for listening the murli, maryada for eating, maryada for cooking, maryada for working, maryada for going to some other place, marketing and this and that and so on. Maryada for my dress, maryada for my hairstyle. What is maryada? Godly laws. Baba says, if you break the laws, godly laws, you can't be the creators of the world of peace. Like, nowadays in the world, why, in spite of so many laws, there are so many courts? Why? So many jails. Why people don't obey the laws? Because lawmakers themselves are lawbreakers. First of all, they break the laws. How can they create peace in the world? They can't. If they would have followed laws, then others would have followed. Then there would have been peace. So Baba says, creating the new world means the creating the world of peace. We are peacemakers. We have been even given these awards, peace messengers. We are not just peace messengers, but peacemakers. But how can we do that when we follow the laws? If I break any law, how can I teach others law? I can't. Then how can I create peace? I can't. So again, I need to ask myself, do I understand these godly laws? Do I accept them? And do I follow them? You see, if I don't understand them, I need to make efforts to understand them. Why should I do that, what Baba says? So that whatever I do not with blind faith, I do with full understanding. Because if anything is done with blind faith, you will do it for a few days, not forever. But if you accept it with understanding, then there is no power in the world which will make you break this law. They can't. Like, there are traffic rules. There are some people who obey to the rules. If there is the traffic police or not, if there is red light, they won't go. Even if the road is empty. And if there are others who break the traffic rules, who don't listen to the law, when they see here and there no traffic police, you can go. So they need a stick. But in golden age, no stick. Everybody is naturally disciplined. This is why no accidents. Yeah? So accidents in the Brahman family also happen because we break some laws. And so if I begin to follow and not looking at others, this one follows or not, this one follows or not, this one follows or not. The main thing is I am following. And this is why I am an image of inspiration. I am an example. It is not that ten people are breaking, this is why I am also breaking. No. Just opposite. I keep on following so that these 10 people also begin to follow. That should be the courage. That should be the enthusiasm. And the last thing is that to create the new world, not only I have to, you know, create myself. I have to create myself. Or I have to rejuvenate myself. I have to make myself new and divine and sublime and spiritual. But I have to contribute in purifying the elements of nature also. Baba said, 3 days ago, I am the surgeon, I operate not only all the souls, but the whole world, including the elements. So I have to make efforts to purify the elements. So how do I do that? So yoga, Baba says that with yoga you purify the elements, because yoga is for purity. But another thing is that when I am anywhere in my room or any other place, in my office, in a transport, in bus, and wherever I am, I just look around me, become silent, and look, what is the atmosphere I am creating around me? What kind of vibrations I, the soul, am emitting? It should be a very special atmosphere around me. So that anyone who sits, I am coming in the plane, anyone who sits besides me feels that I am sitting in a special atmosphere, the same aeroplane. But here around this, maybe not in the entire plane, but at least around me, there is a very special atmosphere created because of my very pure, very elevated, very special vibrations of intoxication. Intoxication. Who am I? I am the peace messenger. I am the creator of the new world. I am master purifier. I am the peacemaker. So very special vibration around me, so that anyone who passes by me, by my side, also experiences it. Otherwise, who knows, these people will come in our contact in future or not. Maybe that is the time to give them Baba's message. There can be other methods also, but this is most important. Wherever I am, there should be lightness created in the atmosphere, not heaviness. Sometimes some people enter and, you know, the atmosphere becomes heavy. Why? Not because of any reason, because of their heavy vibrations. Because of their heavy way of thinking. Because of their such, you know, heavy negative attitude. So, if I can pay attention on my process of thinking, on my state of intoxication, on my attitude, I will be able to purify the elements. And then, naturally, these elements will serve us in the new world. So to create the new world means to become new. Every day new. And my feeling is that, as Baba said today, when the soul is decorated, the body is automatically decorated. So my feeling is the same, that when we souls continue to become new, this newness, this sparkle of spirituality begins to increase more and more, and it is visible in our personality, on our faces, in our eyes, and so on. Even if physically we continue to become older day by day, but that sparkle does not reduce, that spiritual sparkle. It is very clearly visible to everyone. And this is what is said about saints and sages. No, they don't use cosmetics, you see. that they have that sparkle. So creating the new world means creating ourselves, recreating or rejuvenating ourselves. This is how we become Baba's true helpers in his task of creation of the new world. Om Shanti. Yes. Yeah, yeah. So, Baba says, don't worry about that physical part of creation. Create yourself, and that will be created. You need not create that. You need to create yourself. That physical part of creation will be done. That will be done. Yeah, don't worry about that. No need to worry. No need to worry about even this, but there should be the concern to create the self. Nature will serve you. Yes, in Murli, of course. Baba describes what is golden age, right? But until I am created, how will that golden age will be created? We can't imagine that world because we are not yet ready for that. Our stage is not ready for that. When our stage will be ready for that, that would be clearly visible to you how it will happen. Okay? Thank you. Anyone else? Any question? Okay. Yes, sister? You know, sometimes this blankness comes because of some past karma, which makes you feel little kind of, some kind of hollow, nothing, you know. But don't lose courage. Read some Murli, listen to some classes. Baba sometimes says, listen to some beautiful songs. Do something. Don't allow this experience of blankness to continue for a long time. Try to fill up this, you know, vacuum with something, something good. By reading any of it, recall your meeting with Baba, you know. Recall some experience which you had, for example, a few months or few years ago, or when you came in the beginning, something. Fill up this gap and make this effort. Then this will go. Okay, any other? Yes? I can't understand your question. Can you clarify once again? You need not feel it. You just create that and you will see that people will ask you. I have this experience that people will like to come to you. They will ask you something, that how are you in this stage. They may like to ask you, do you practice something? Different experiences. They just may like to sit with you and so on. Different kinds of experiences. Yes? Very true. Right. 100% right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's all. Anybody else? Okay. So now we have few minutes to sit in this powerful, genuine soul consciousness. Thank you. So we will sit for 20 minutes in Baba's very powerful remembrance in soul conscious stage, so that this foundation of the new world goes deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper in my own personality. And then ultimately that world will be created. Om Shanti.